Welcome back. This is Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm Bob Harris, along with Scott Sorum, and a very special guest joining us tonight. Amid Abati is joining us. He is in a new movie that is hitting the stores right now. It's called The Boys of Abu Ghraib, and it's with Sean Astin, and also Luke Moran is the writer, director, and also stars in it. And he has been in the movie Argo, and for fans of The Hunger Games, wait till I tell you in a minute here about what's coming up for Omid. And Omid, thank you for joining us right now here on KFGO.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So first of all, how long have you been in the business here and how old are you? Tell us about yourself.
Well, it's funny you ask that. I'm coming up on my 10-year anniversary in the business. I started working in 2004. And 2014, 10 years later, I'm still at it. So I've been at it for quite a bit.
The first big break for you, when did you know that it was, okay, this is it. I got it. I got the blood in me now.
You know, I feel like I haven't had that quite yet. I feel like it's a battle every day, every month, every year, to keep working, to keep finding your next job. But my first very big role was on this show for FX called Over There, I played an American soldier fighting in the U.S.-Iraq war. And it was my first series regular gig. So that was actually, I think that's, if I had a break, that would be it.
Now, you were also in the motion picture Argo, which won, of course, Best Picture, which was a huge success for Ben Affleck.
Yes, it was. Yeah, and it was. I'm super grateful to have been part of that movie, and it was quite an experience to work on a film that went on to win the Oscar, and to work with Ben Affleck both as an actor and as a director. And I learned a lot just from watching him for the week I was on it.
Mm-hmm. Boys from Abu Ghraib. Luke Moran is the gentleman who writes, directs, but he does everything. He stars in it as well.
Yeah.
Tell us how this came about, because this seems like something that is one of those high-impact movies, but yet done on a fairly low budget.
Yeah, so how I heard about it was I got a call from my agent one day, and he's like, there's this this director who wants to meet with you in regards to his movie. But the catch is, he's directing it, he's writing it, and he's going to be the lead actor in it, and he's 26 years old. And so immediately all these red flags went up for me. But he's like, read the script, and then if you want to meet with him, we can set it up. And so I read the script, and I was really taken aback by it, and I was completely blown away and impressed by how well the script read. And I agreed to the meeting, and I met with Luke, and he has a great head on his shoulders. He's smart, he's hardworking, and he was very focused. And I felt really honored that he asked me to be a part of that movie. And he never even asked me to audition. We just met.
Oh, really? That's very rare, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, he had seen a movie I did called Brothers with Tobey Maguire, and I think that's where he found me.
Oh, wow. I did have one person ask me a question that said, can you ask him, Amid? They said him because they didn't know how to say your first name either at that time. But Amid, the boys of Abu Ghraib, they thought, why wasn't it the men of Abu Ghraib? Do you know why he called it that?
I don't know why he called it that, but I can imagine a lot of the soldiers that go over there are American soldiers. They're not quite men yet. You know, they're kids who are out of high school or maybe just out of college. And I don't think they're quite men, you know. They're 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds. So I think that maybe that's why he called it the Boys of Abu Ghraib.
Luke is a Marine that is brought over to do his stint. And you are one of the prisoners in Abu Ghraib, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Again, how much research goes into that, I mean, as far as what happened there? Because we all have heard about the atrocities, but it seems just a little bit different in this motion picture. I don't think we saw quite as much as, you know, they were mentioning on the news back in that time when they announced that this was happening.
Yeah, well, on Luke's part, he did a lot of research on it. He told me he wrote a term paper in college, and that's why he wrote it, because that, you know, it interested in him and me, you know, and he can talk to soldiers about the experience. I can't call up terrorists and be like, hey, what's it like being detained at Abu Ghraib? So I watched a lot of documentaries and a lot of interviews, both online and rented DVDs, and that was my research. And yeah, I mean, the atrocities that happened at Abu Ghraib are much worse than I think, not only what we show in our movie, but what we see in the pictures on the news. I think what happened there it's just the tip of the iceberg. But that was never Luke's intention, was never to that was never going to be the point of the movie. So it was more about how these interrogations and these tortures that happened to these detainees, how it affects the detainee and how that affects Luke's character, Jack Farmer. So,
I was going to say when you mentioned that, I noticed the critics, especially I look at Rotten Tomatoes a lot. They had like 30% were in favor, but yet the people who watched it, it was like 78%. I think the critics in this country, for crying out loud, are expecting an Academy Award winner for every movie they make. I think they're too harsh on films.
You said it, man. I fully believe that. I think the 30% is rather misleading because I read the interviews. You know, I do that. Not a lot of them were like, they weren't all tomato splashes. It just kind of, Rotten Tomatoes kind of determines whether it was overly positive or overly negative. I don't think there were very many, critics that hated the movie. I just think they wanted something more out of it. But I'm super proud of what we did. I mean, I give ourselves a tomato for sure. it's just, it's unfortunate. Yeah. And for the budget we had, I think we did a fantastic job. And the prison we shot in looks a lot like Abu Ghraib, at least from the pictures I saw. So
yeah, by the way, where was that?
That's an abandoned prison called Old Main in just out of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay. So you had no problem with that then as far as getting into it? It was abandoned, you said?
It was abandoned, yeah. And it's very, I don't know if you know much about the prison, but it's home to the bloodiest prison riot in American history. I think it happened in 1978. And you get there and you can see axe marks on the ground, and when they're showing you around, they're like, this is the hallway where they kicked, somebody's head like a soccer ball. Half of it's been burnt down. And you just, not only as an actor, but as a human being, you can feel that energy there. And I think it very much helped make the movie.
Omid Abtahi is our special guest here tonight on KFGO. The new movie is called Boys of Abu Ghraib. It was just released this week on a DVD. I have to ask you, too, because I thought what really hit me pretty hard, too, is, and I guess it's just the emotional aspect, was the checking off of the days that Jack Farmer did while they were in stationed there with the little chalk marks. I don't know if that happened in reality, but I thought that was a great little piece of just a smidgen of extra that added so much to the movie.
Absolutely. I mean, I can tell you just from my personal experience in talking to the soldiers I know in my life, a lot of them, when they go out there, they think they're going to be there for a 6-month stint. And, it's fun at first. But you have this, this anticipation that you're going home in 6 months, and then 6 months comes and you're told you're going to be kept another 6 months. And it's very discouraging, I think. And it's a huge factor in the turning point of Jack's character.
Now, you befriend Jack. You're in the prison. You're one of the prisoners. And they nicknamed you Silent Bob, by the way. Did Kevin Smith have any part to do with that?
He didn't, unfortunately, no. But
it was a real interesting relationship as far as how that developed, because Sean Astin, who's in this movie, I mean, he really gives him a stern lecture. Don't talk to the prisoners. But somehow you got him to follow your directions or tell you, listen to you when you warned him of, I shouldn't give away anything. But you had a good relationship with him.
I did, yeah. And I think, a lot of it has to do with the fact that my character, he could speak English, and having got his education in England. And it's two people who are very lonely where they're at. And of course, Luke's character, Jack, is very hesitant at first and resistant, but I think I just think if we would have met outside of prison, we would have been friends, those two characters. So
that's one thing, too, that when I first heard you speak, I thought, what in the world is this guy doing here?
Yeah, it kind of throws you off, especially, because he doesn't say one word, and the first word he says is it's English. So,
So obviously you were happy how this movie turned out, because I thought it was pretty doggone good.
Very much so. You know, I went into the screening when we screened it. I have a really hard time watching stuff I'm in, and I was curled up in my chair. I had all my defenses up, and at the end, I felt like I was 9 foot tall.
That's cool. That's cool. By the way, how was Sean Astin to work with? I think his brother was in a movie that was shot up here in Fargo somewhere a long time ago. But of course, he's with the Lord of the Rings and a lot of other movies. Rudy as well. He's a pretty good guy to work with.
He's a great guy. I've been a fan of his. You know, like you said, since Rudy, since Goonies. And in Lord of the Rings, so I was a little starstruck when I met him, but he's very, very kind and approachable, and he's a very talented actor. It was just amazing the stuff he would come up with on the set, I never expected reading it. He just lifted the words off the page.
This DVD, by the way, is available pretty much everywhere. You can check out on your Amazon and all your other places on the internet as well. Amit Abtahi, I got it right that time, I think, it's our special guest. Before I let you go, I have so many friends who are fans of The Hunger Games, and you're coming up in the next movie, aren't you?
I'm going to be in the fourth installment.
Oh,
There is four of them. They're turning the third book into two films, and so they're shooting them at the same time, the third and fourth film. So, but I'm actually going to be in the fourth film that's going to come out in 2015.
I'll be doggone! I didn't realize they're going to do two of them. I must have missed that somewhere. Were you readers of the book before you took that role?
Yeah, I read the book several years ago. Yeah, I was a big fan of it.
I haven't read Mockingjay yet. I've read the first two, but I haven't got to Mockingjay for some reason or another.
Yeah, Mockingjay is very different. The Hunger Games are over, and it's a rebellion against the Capitol.
Oh man!
And my character plays a pretty big part in that.
I can't wait.
Not giving anything away.
I can't wait to see it. By the way, anything else up in your future here? As far you want to plug here, Amit?
I'm currently on a show called Those Who Kill that's on the Lifetime Movie Network. We did 10 episodes, and it's just being aired right now. And I'm super proud of that show, and it's a good show. It's a serial killer show. So that's it at the moment. This Hunger Games thing is taking up a lot of my time.
Well, that's fantastic. I want to thank you so much for joining us here tonight on KFGO. Have you ever been in our neck of the woods, by the way?
I have never, but it's on my list. The Dakotas, for sure. I'm a huge fan of nature, so.
Well,
you'll see me up there soon.
You know, after all, Fargo did air last night for the first of the TV shows. So.
On FX, did you see it?
I was actually at the theater. They actually aired it at the Fargo Theater last night. 850 people were there, and including one of the co-stars, a guy by the name of Tom Musgrave, who's from Valley City, which is near Fargo, Moorhead here. And everybody loved it. The crowd just roared and applauded. It was a great, great night last night.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I have it on my DVR. I have yet to see it, but I'm planning on it.
Well, I can tell you one thing. There's no wood chipper, okay?
Okay.
Amit Abtahi, thank you so much for joining us. Do you have a website people can keep track of you? Or?
I don't. I just joined Twitter, though. I've been very against social media, but I just joined Twitter, so if they want to follow me there, I don't know what I'm going to say, but we'll see how it goes.
Very good. And by the way, that's spelled O-M-I-D, first name Amit, and then it's A-B-T-A-H-I, Abtahi. Thank you so much. I appreciate you joining us here in Fargo on KFGO.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sorry, man, I kept a little longer than I was promised.